Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, zazzle, zazzle, zazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Red light.
Red light. Well, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show.
I won't sing that.
2 hours of no political advertisements.
He starts
really?
Right off the bat.
We're not going to have any.
We're going to have peace and quiet for 2 hours.
Good, I can take a nap.
Yeah. You're not at the store.
Just like being at the store.
I probably
right?
will.
We have the real man, Mr. Keith Secor, here today.
Keith, the real guy. He repairs stuff.
He's a real man, too.
Try to.
Yeah.
And outside of actually probably about 8 reels, I am totally caught up. So
you're caught up.
Y'all need the repairs done, clean and loose. Now's the time to bring them in and get them out quick.
And we got the guy who don't cook no more for us, Mr. Jeff Altman.
Jeff Foxworthy Altman.
Sort of hard to do that every week.
Why?
It's expensive. It's not cheap cooking all that
stuff. We can get a GoFundMe page up.
Right? Hey, you do that and... You know,
that's the happening thing.
Give me an XLA.
Put up a GoFundMe page. Get $1 million in a book deal.
We'll put it out front and make them out.
All right. This is the Gone Fishing Show. We are located in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. The phone number to call the show is 904-296-2692. 296-2692. Check us out on GoneFishingShow.com.
I wonder why you always do that, because if they're not listening, then they're not going to find us, because by you telling them, if you told them, they're already
Keith,
listening.
Do you understand what he's saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but there might be people that are listening on the radio that don't understand that they could live stream it.
That's true now. He didn't mention that.
Yeah. You can even download the app, put the app on your telephone and listen to it, too.
I've got it on my phone.
Yeah.
For the first time this year... We have fish, plenty of fish coming in.
I've seen some big ones.
I mean, from surf fishing to pier fishing to intercoastal fishing to river fishing to all kinds of fishing. They're catching fish.
The boys I went out with Tuesday caught the same redfish 3 times. Same red 3 times.
Too bad it wasn't a star-tagged redfish, right?
No, because I'd only been one tag.
I'd be happy just to get one of those during the right time.
We paddled out of Oak Harbor early on Tuesday morning, and brutally low tide. And we got out there, the fish were on fire. And then that tide came in 10 o'clock. It was like they all took off. Nothing. Dead. Zip. Zilch. Nothing.
So dead low.
Yeah.
We went
in the cemetery, and then from cemetery we went over to the bridge as the tide came in. And just died. Absolutely died.
That was your mistake. You should have had back to the
creeks. I saw some giant pompano posted.
Y'all see the one Fred caught. Oh, Fred. I asked Fred how he got smart enough to take the picture and send it to me. Found out that his wife did it for him.
Right.
So
little help?
Little help.
Nothing wrong with that.
But he caught a nice pompano on the pier.
How big?
18 and a half.
Larry Finch posted some up yesterday. He said they were like 4-pound fish. They were huge.
I think, the one Fred had was pretty darn big.
Yeah.
I think I still have Fred's there. And I'm...
Big pompano. Definitely a lot of big reds coming out of the surf also. Nice whiting. water's cleaning up. I went out last night for a little while, just ran my boat for about an hour.
There's one prick off. That's a nice fish.
That's a big pompano
A big pompano, yep.
That's two sandwiches.
Yeah, one on each side, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
But we went out with Quentin Walker and Brad Clark. We appreciate you guys coming out there, and it was fun. We'll do it again. And, Oak Harbor, I'm real comfortable out there. I really like it.
Was the water clean?
Water was clean. So I was getting anywhere from 68 to 72 degree readings. 68 early in the morning, then it jumped up to about 72.
It's hard to believe. A week or two ago, we were looking at 90-degree water, and now we're looking at 70-degree water, and I mean 69, 68 in the morning, getting up to 70. Boy, I should never eat anything right before the show.
Adam Vining had a huge flounder. I don't know if you saw the picture of that.
I'm not sure if I did or not.
It was beautiful fish. So flounder bites firing off. Chip Davis had a big trout this morning.
I saw that.
And, you know, a lot of good fish being caught.
Okay.
Water temperature's pretty ideal right now. We got some rain moving in probably this afternoon throughout tonight.
Yeah, I'm hoping the storms coming through are not as strong as they were when they went through Texas. There were some nasty tornadoes with this line of
storms.
Yeah, my wife's sister called from Dallas.
It's heading this way, be here in a few hours, I think.
Yeah.
Is it still got the tornadoes, or is it broken up a lot?
I hope not.
No.
I think that's...
Seems like when it gets right about the Jacksonville, it seems to break up, thank God.
Yeah, tornadoes don't want to mess with Jacksonville.
But you got winds 10 to 15 out of the north-northeast tomorrow.
That should be good, except for surf fishing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And tides going to have a high tide at 6 a.m., so you're going to have about an outgoing tide all through the morning, anywhere from the jetties all the way into Ortega. So should be good in the morning time with that low drop on the tide. And then after noon, 1 o'clock, that tide turns, starts coming back in, and you watch. It'll just kaput. It'll die. I don't know what it is with these fish. They don't like to swim with all that water, I guess, huh?
That was a winner right there, and I would have won the flounder pounder.
Oh, yeah.
And
I still haven't caught any. I haven't really been fishing too much. I said I ran out last night for about an hour, hour and a half, just to run the boat a little bit, and I threw for maybe 15, 20 minutes, caught a few trout.
We went out one day, me and Terry did, and
And she whooped his butt again.
No, she didn't either. Actually, I've been out fishing her. Well, she was beating me there for a while until I had my heart attack or I had my doctor kill me. But since then, since I've been back, I have really been kicking butt, doing good.
So you fish better alive than dead.
Yes, right? I sure do. Okay. I sure do. I can really reel a lot better when I'm get my wits about me.
Right.
But yes, it's
in case you didn't know, Rick used to be dead, but he's better now.
Now, the trout in there, we hit on trout and reds both. I did. And the fishing was pretty good that day. Then I went out by myself one day and caught three reds. What day was that, Keith? Wednesday. Caught two legal reds and one rat red.
You got plenty of fiddlers?
Yeah.
Well, we ordered plenty of fiddlers, and buddy, I'm going to tell you what, there's something else that's really gone crazy.
The sheephead are moving in.
When were we out of fiddlers, yesterday or Wednesday?
We were out 2 or 3 days.
We ran out Wednesday morning.
And the sheephead bite has been Anna's husband, Steve Crowder. He's had a couple of good catches with some of his charters.
Captain Vic. He's posting up a lot of nice sheep's head, too.
But mostly, it looks like Vic's charters are going back in the creeks to start the day, and then they'll catch a couple of reds, come out and try. I think Steve's charter
bull reds.
Went out and did some bull red fishing, and then he went and...
I think they're going out towards the jetties.
It looks
positive,
like...
Not positive, but... You
yeah,
know.
The little jetties, not the big jetties, the little jetties, what's left of them. I had one gentleman tell me that they're fishing the wall over there.
Right.
And I'm catching some sheephead over there, too. But you got to be careful over there.
Going to be a banner year for sheep.
It could be. Could be. The tournament's not till March. So we have November, December, and January, February. Then
plenty of practice time.
Plenty of practice time. Okay, hey, this is the Gone Fishing Show.
Just got a call from Green Cove Springs. Don't know who it was, but they left me a voicemail, so I will check it out. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. Stop by there, check it out. You can download the app for your phone, and you can listen live streaming as well. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
When it comes to those pesky bugs
Leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
You know, Keith, let me get this thing adjusted a little bit better for myself. Okay, there we go. Thank you. All right. We talked about almost a year ago, I guess, about the tsunami reels having the, what do you call it, the five?
Seals.
Seals. I was going to use the word barrier, but seals is the correct word. And then we started talking about Shimano being a Shimano Stratic. Being a freshwater reel, and at the time it was never posted that it was or was not a freshwater reel.
Yeah, when I was told it's posted now that Stratics are freshwater reels.
That's what I heard also.
And they don't like salt.
And
so for people that don't know, explain the difference between freshwater and saltwater reels.
Freshwater reels, they'll be put together like all their screws and their gears. They'll either use aluminum or a nickel plated on your screws, where saltwater reels are going to use stainless steel.
Right. What about the bearings and all that? Is it and the same thing? Sealed,
your bearings are stainless steel. Some of them are shielded, unshielded, but the bearings and actually the actual bearings themselves inside the bearings are stainless steel.
Okay. Now, what's a seal? What is a seal? I mean, of course, we got some reels that are stored that are cut in half where you can see where the seals are at. But what are they?
Okay. The seals that are in the tsunami shield, when you take a cover plate off the reel, there is a red seal inside. There's like a, it's like a washer or O-ring.
Okay.
Okay. So when that reel goes together, it's sealed. It's air and watertight. Mm-hmm. So... we had that one that went in the water. It was in there for a while. Not a drop of water got inside this reel.
Yeah, it was 4 hours inside the water.
Wow.
And it keeps the sand out and all that. I mean, even the shaft where she's going up and down has got as a seal underneath the nut that holds the rotor on, which keeps all of that watertight. And underneath the rotor where it's going around the main body, it's got a seal there that keeps the water out of the reel.
Is that strictly on the saltwater or the freshwater reels like that also?
No, that's strictly on the tsunami reels.
Okay.
Do other reels have seals?
Stratics. Some of them had them, some of them didn't. But when you take that little gold-black cover off, there was a black seal underneath that. Okay. The problem is there's little holes in it other places. So
water would still
get in the reel.
Okay. That's been really interesting.
That's the importance of getting your reels cleaned and rinsing them every time you use them and bringing them to you to get torn down and put back together.
I had a doctor that loves Stratics, and he ran a Gnu. Okay? So they're constantly getting soaked. He'd bring them to me, and I don't know if anybody's familiar with Stratics, but anyway, it's a screw drive, just like a level wind on, like, say, an Ambassador. Okay, so you got a pawl in there, you got a pawl block, which also involves about another six different little parts. But he'd bring it to me, and the salt got it so bad it would actually be welded together from corrosion. And that's where my love for Stratics for saltwater went down the tube. Freshwater, you use them all day long for the rest of your life. Another problem that I have found with the Stratics, even the newer ones, now that the price has gone up from ridiculous, or not their drive gears, but their idle gears and pinion gear has gone from brass to who I'm not sure if it's a plastic or a nylon, but taking a lot of the brass out. You're looking at your reel, you got your handles on your left side, and then there's a cap on the side of the reel on the right. They've eliminated that bearing on the right side and put, again, whether it's nylon or plastic or whatever, they put a bushing in there and took the bearings out.
Okay, what's a bushing?
A bushing. How the hell do you drive a bushing?
Excuse me.
Little round piece of plastic.
It's a little round piece of plastic with a hole in the middle that the main shaft, that your main drive gear goes in, yeah, instead of having a bearing
a
there.
And yeah, it's pretty much spacer,
right? Usually white in color.
Yes.
Now, many reels, instead of having ball bearings, have bushings.
Right, which is fine. But with the price you're paying for that particular reel,
I want some stainless in there for that.
Those bearings are only $7 or $8 a piece. No big deal. Why did you take all that brass out that was in there, put all this nylon or plastic in, and jack the price up almost $60 from where
when
it was
did all
when
this
I
take
started.
Place, Keith? You think
they started doing that? Oh my God! You can go back probably about 6-7 years ago. They started replacing that bearing with the bushing.
How many manufacturers are doing it?
From what I see, Shimano.
How about Penn? No.
Penn, no problem. They tell you they got Akuma. Bearings in their bearings.
Akuma's probably Akuma, one of the best grills.
Akuma's got bearings all the way through theirs.
Okay.
But with the, and I haven't seen all the Shimano stuff. You know, a lot of it I don't ever see it in my shop. Stratics, for some reason, I mean, I'll end up with a pile of them suckers by the time I'm done.
Apparently, the reason for that is they're a freshwater reel being used in salt water.
Right.
Or they became a very popular saltwater reel.
I've got three or four of them.
And matter of fact, we had one of our regulars here on the show he did a podcast in saying how stupid it was about worrying about seals and that Shimano was a saltwater reel. And it's not the case. And I wasn't able really to make my point until the last 3 or 4 months, 6 months, so on. Shimano has come out stating that the Stratic was a freshwater reel. And it's already stated that, but you had to look for it. But now that they've come out, and they come out with a new reel that is their saltwater reel. What is the name of that one? I forgot the name of it off the top of my head. They have come out with another reel.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know they came out with
Sustain
saltwater.
It could be the Sustain. It sounds like it. I'm not sure. But they did come out with what they're trying to push into the saltwater category with the replacing the Shimano.
And they do have saltwater reels. I mean,
if
you pull up their site, and like me when I'm going into parts, it'll ask for offshore spinning or regular spinning.
Right.
Offshore spinning are all saltwater.
And they also have some inshore saltwater spinning on their website. And that's where I found it at. But they came out with a new line for saltwater spinning reels.
Now, low profiles are coming in heavy with saltwater now, right?
No. The ones we have are freshwater reels.
Okay.
But they're all brass inside.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take the saltwater.
Okay. So it's not actually a specific low pro saltwater reel.
Low profile.
Yeah. Low profile.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I fish a lot of low profile reels.
You know, we brought him in and we sold him, but it was hard going. And it's probably one of the best fishing reels you can get.
Yeah.
Again, you got to be, you don't want to worry about the backlashes and so on that you can get on a low profile rope.
Low profile.
Low profile.
Thank you.
Especially with braid. My goodness.
I'm throwing braid. Mine's adjusted out. Uh-huh. I very rarely will get a backlash. I mean, you know, I can sit there and throw that thing all day long and no issues whatsoever. It's just dialing it in. Getting
right.
It right. But I've been using Ambassadors forever. I've got a lot of the round reels, anywhere from the 3500s to 7,000s.
But 7,000s I would use when I was surf fishing at one time.
Yeah.
As I have gotten older, I do like the spinning reel over the...
I can cast a little bit farther, like my Shimano's, my Stratix that I use in salt water.
What, now you're using a regular reel or a spinning reel?
A spinner.
Right. The only reason I can use it to throw the spinner a little bit better is because I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah.
So I'll rear back and throw it.
Well, my problem was that I was switching over and I started having a lot of elbow issues from throwing it. And I think it was from fighting fish with my right arm when I'd always use bait casters. So I switched back over and fixed that problem.
Okay.
All right, 904-296-2692. Give us a shout, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
And if you have any questions about reels, today is the day to call.
Yep. On Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida, Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. Or listen through live streaming on your computer from the website at GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Circle K store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Just to let everybody know, I am a very happy, great grandfather now.
Again?
No, just had my great-grandson.
Grandfather.
Great. This is my first great.
Great.
I mean, they're all great, but this is my first great-grandson.
Is he a ball player yet?
I've already bought him a uniform.
Right. He probably left the hospital in one.
Well, if I could have got him in one. But the little wimps having all this kind of face and blankets and everything. I don't know. I'm going to have a man in a baseball uniform. I'm going to make a man out real quick.
That's it.
Then he has a bat in one hand and a fishing pole in the other. There we go. All right.
Catch the fish, beat him with the bat.
Great name, too. When I first heard it, I had to think about it, and I love it. Oliver.
Oliver, that's a cute name.
It's an old name that's not ever been used a whole bunch.
Is he a little redheaded boy?
Matter of fact, he looked like he was redheaded first. So that. All right. We were talking about, and I want to give Shimano, now we're kind of bashing Shimano, I guess, but not really bashing them. We're just trying to make everybody aware that the Stradic is a freshwater reel and not a saltwater reel like some people were trying to make everybody believe.
Well, I'm not going to stop using my Stradics in salt water.
Yeah.
So
that's up to you.
If you take care of them,
exactly. Wash them out.
But usually, by the time I get them
cleaned,
they look like they've been through World War III.
Well, that's if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
By the time I get them, they need to be fixed.
But they did come out with another reel that they are calling their entry-level saltwater spinning reel. Yep. Which one was that, Jeff?
The Spiros.
Spiros saltwater.
Okay, now compare that to a Shimano. SW. In other words, I used the Shimano for a little while and never could find out why everybody was so impressed with it. But what's the difference between the Spiro and the Shimano, or are they very similar to each other?
Well, just one thing. Just like on a 4,000 size spinning reel, that Spiro has 24 pounds of drag, which is huge for a small spinning reel.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the average?
Resistant to salt water. And like, it's got like the stainless sealed.
What's the average?
The what?
Drag.
Average drag? 12 to 15 pounds on a reel that size.
Okay. So it's almost double.
Yeah.
So, okay. Go ahead.
Penn, when the Battle came out, it was only 7 to 10 pounds. So 24 pounds of drag on a small reel is huge.
So what else is comparing the two, the Stradic and that Spiro?
Stradic's maximum drag, I haven't looked at a new one lately, but I believe it's right around 13 pounds.
Okay. Right.
On the same size reel.
The same size reel.
So it's virtually double the drag.
Now, explain to the listeners, when you're talking about the drag, you just rated at 124 and 113 or 12. What does that mean? What does that drag do, that extra drag?
Okay, that extra drag, that is the maximum amount of drag in pounds you can put on that reel.
Like locked down.
That's locked down tight. Okay. Like these guys that are out here wahoo fishing. Right. They've got theirs reel set at like 24 to 26 pounds of drag, but they can still go up to 40, 50 pounds in the end. I mean, that fish hits that hard and takes off that quick. Would I recommend using all that drag on a small reel? No. I fish maybe 2 to 4 pounds of drag on any of my reels, and I use my two fingers on my left hand for the rest of my drag. Reason being is if you got that drag set that hard and a fish hits it hard enough, you can actually strip the gears.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to use common sense when you're using this stuff.
And now, we're going to do this another day, but I would love to have a clinic on this at the store somehow if we can open up an area, which I'm working on, to have a little classroom and have clinics. But how do you set or how do you determine that you have your reel set at 12-pound drag or 13-pound drag or so on?
Okay. You run your line through your bail, up through all your guides and out your rod, and you tie it to a scale. And you use a scale to set your drag. Another thing I do, I know I've got 3 pounds on most of mine because I have this little cast iron frying pan that weighs 3 pounds. And I go and I lift that up till that drag just starts to move. I know I'm right about 3 pounds.
See, I couldn't tell you what pound I have on any of my reels. I mean, basically, I grab my line and I pull it and I go, yeah, it's about right.
Yeah.
Rick's the same way.
I do the same.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean,
John Eggers, when we were fishing partners, all of a sudden I hit a big red in the tournament. And I'm sitting there adjusting my drag, and he goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "Well, I have my drag set a little bit too light." You know?
Yeah, I mean, mine's set good. I mean, I can pull it, and I go, "Okay, this will hold pretty much any fish." If I need to make it, you know, a lot of times I'm fishing with bait casters, so it's real easy. I got the star right there, and I just spin it a little bit. If it's ripping too much line, you know, if I get a bull red or something like that on, and, you know, I'll tighten it down a little bit.
Well, see, I'm going on the top here holding that fish up.
That's... Keith, correct me if I'm wrong.
And there, both of you are wrong by doing that. These two fingers, I know you can't see it on the radio, but these two fingers around your spool.
He's using the left hand also.
I'm using my left hand because I'm reeling with my right, or holding the rod with my right. But the first two fingers next to your thumb, if you use those as pressure on your spool, you can put unlimited drag on it without.
Oh, yeah,
because what happens
on the spool.
Yeah, because what happens by reaching around and tightening your drag, sometimes you'll take it a little too far, pop, bang.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to use my thumb first.
Yeah.
You know, with the bait caster, I'll stick my thumb on it, and if it starts burning, then I'll tighten it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it always best at the end of the day, loosen your drag before you store your rod? Don't leave your reel with your drag tightened all the way down.
Yeah, it's always good to loosen them up.
Yeah.
Because on a lot of reels, you leave them tightened all the way down, they'll actually get stuck in that position, and you will have no bottom end of your drag. You'll have plenty of top end.
So I heard the ball bearings, actually, if you left it tightened down all the time, you would start flattening out or making the ball bearings unsmooth.
Yeah, and it flattens out your drag washers. And
drag washers, right.
Like your pen senators, where they're stacked, they're like 7 high, will actually compress them where they'll get stuck together. And a bunch of those end up getting stuck inside the main gear. Okay, and now you got a major repair. You can replace the main gear. You can replace the sleeve. You can replace all the washers. It almost costs you what a new reel does by the time you're done replacing all of that.
I know one of my pin conflicts, I got a 1,000 trout rod, and my drag sort of messed up on it now.
All right. Pin conflict, very easy to fix. I'll tell you off there. But those have carbon fiber washers in them.
Right.
Okay. What do? You got to tell you how to get them out of there, and you grease them up and put them back in.
So you got the good battle, you got the fierce, and you got the conflict.
Now they got the conflict two.
Conflict two, which is the same thing, just a different version. You also got there. What'd you say, Joe?
The battle, the fierce, and the conflict.
Okay.
And there's conflict two. And now there's the pursuit.
Pursuit. Yeah, that's another one.
Okay, the pursuit and the fierce, they have felt washers in them that you have to keep them oiled. Okay, and everything above that has carbon fiber washers in it. The Penn Battle had the normal carbon fiber washers. Battle 2, all the 2s when they came out, they actually eared the washers, and it fits down in the reel so those things don't turn anymore. The reel turns around the spool, but the drag washers don't turn with it.
Okay.
Certain metal ones do, because you got a couple that are ear and a couple that don't.
You got a question on your rods or reels, any maintenance you want to get done on them, give the show a call at 904-296-2692. We got Keith Secor in, Keith the Reel Guy, in studio today live, along with Jeff Altman. Jeff is, how to describe him.
I'm a wildlife trapper.
He's a wildlife trapper.
He
catches alligators. You catch gators?
No, I don't do gators.
You don't do gators?
Different stuff.
You go after cats in a tree and stuff?
No. I've never seen a cat skeleton in a tree. They get up there, they're coming down one way
and
or
if
another.
You ever saw that movie, A Beautiful Mind, that's Jeff Altman.
Yeah. 904-296-2692. God Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. You can download the app for your phone. What's that noise?
Coming from
you hear
Rick.
That? Oh, okay.
So my grandson got a double.
All right, y'all stand by. We're
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the poling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, we're getting great reports on surf fishing. I mean, all the way from Atlantic Beach all the way up to St. Augustine, all that area in between, South Ponte Vedra Beach on the beach.
Time to break out that big rod.
Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you. Nice pompano. They're talking about big old whiting being caught. Also, your bull whiting. And I'm going to tell you, when you're out there fishing with those big old bull whiting, they can bend a pole. And they can take your pole off the pier. So, talking about drag here, make sure your drag is set. Or you might be going over the pier like our man Keith there. He went diving in one day. Sure did, because he didn't have his drag.
Brand new rod and reel.
He went, no.
That was not a rod and reel. Thank you.
No. He was trying to help out an old man, Ray.
No, it was an 8-inch whiting pulled him over.
It was about a 60-pound Ray pulled me over, yeah, actually. Yeah.
But luckily there were surfers out there that got him and got
crabbed
him.
Grabbed him up.
Grabbed him up and brought
him
in.
Was a crabber out there that came and got and plucked me off the pier.
Still then the worst part was in your hand?
No. Okay. I caught this big old Ray, like good 50, 60 pounds.
Right.
Putting him back in the water in the surf net.
Gotcha.
And the guy handing, taking care of the rope for me, he lets his big wad of rope come through my hand. And when it came through, I instinctively grabbed it.
And
that way it flipped me. It happened so fast. And that water was cold too, Bubba. That was in February.
Oh,
yeah, and it was a crabber out there checking his traps.
And you weren't wearing a wetsuit.
Good old thermocline time.
My suit was wet.
Yeah, real wet.
But, the fishing on the beach is...
That's what Rick gets for eating.
I know it. That little tickle
spot. Fishing on the beach is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get everything out there. I had a kid come in yesterday and got some... He came in and got one of the gig heads I had for flounder. Said he was down there. He stepped on 3 flounders in about 6 inches of water.
Wow.
So he came up and said, we got a gig. I said, we got one.
Wow.
We actually had 3 or 4 of them there.
Down in Jack's Beach?
He said he was right there, right around 8th Avenue.
Jack's Beach is more likely for that to happen, because once you get to St. John's County, you have that drop-off.
Yeah.
And Jack's Beach does have the flat beach up there.
Okay.
And the flounder will come in chasing those schools of mullet that are still running through. They're not as thick as they were, but they're still going through there.
And now with the water cooling off, the fluke are finally moving in.
Right.
In case of those you don't know, that's what you call a flounder, but it comes down from up north. It's called a fluke up there.
We have summer flounder.
No, you have Gulf flounder, which only grow to about 6.5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over that, you're catching a fluke. And they grow up to 27 pounds.
It's a fluke if I catch anything, right?
Oh, it's a fluke. If you catch anything, it's a fluke.
That's definitely a fluke.
Oh, my God. It don't matter if it's a 50-pound kingfish. It's a fluke.
Now, Rick, you were mentioning Ponte Vedra. You got the slope. Now, what's the difference in surf fishing on the flat beach?
It's tougher on the flat beach.
It's tougher on the flat beach like Jack's Beach and all that.
Right.
So you've got to get out farther.
There's certain areas like 16th Avenue South and 6th Avenue South that have a little bit of a drop-off, and the fishing in those two locations is better than most places. Where the Jacksonville Beach Pier is now, they're starting to have a little bit of a slope because they've rebuilding the sand dunes, but there's not the shells there. A lot of the shells also have a lot to do with fish coming through, because as the wave hits those shells, it circulates them up, and what's ever in there living there is food for the fish, and they'll see.
Like down in St. John's County, take the gate station, Well,
whatever.
I guess
it is.
They not, still call it that.
Yes, but everybody calls it that.
Across the street from Guana, you know, I know it drops off pretty good right there.
Right.
So are you, when you're fishing there, are you still trying to cast out as far as you possibly can, or you just need to toss it?
It's
right
always
past,
best
right
to go out
the
there
break.
At low tide, because that way you can spot your sloughs and your troughs. And then when that tide comes in, you know exactly where to cast at. You know, if you go out at high tide, you always look for that wave break. When that wake builds up and then that water breaks, that, in other words, it hit that trough, and you want to cast out just above where that break's at.
I know down in Atlantic Beach, took the kids out there and things like that, and there's a lot of sloughs down in that area too.
Atlantic Beach is a lot steeper too than Jack's Beach.
Why is it there's so much terrain difference in, you know, a few mile area?
Because of the
dredging or renourishment,
different outcomes from the renourishment.
Okay.
And
I mean, I remember as a kid, I mean, man, it was like a quarter mile.
It's exactly was a quarter of a mile. It was the widest breach in the world, I think, at low tide.
Yeah.
Had motorcycle races, had car races.
Daytona, that's, you know, where...
That's where Daytona started.
They used to run on the beach.
Right. And Dooley, the airplane gentleman that was World War One veteran, I believe it was, they used to land planes on Jack's Beach and have air shows and actually come down and greet the people.
Yeah, Daytona, they would run the beach and they come up onto Atlantic Avenue. I think it's Atlantic. It runs east or north and south, and they go down Atlantic Avenue and they come back onto the beach again and just make one big old circle. But that was what, back in the 50s?
So a lot of, you know, I mean, and now the beach isn't like that at all. Is that all from renourishment and...
Jeff, that's a great question. A lot of people blame the rocks.
Yeah, I mean, there used to be rocks when I was a
they're
kid.
They're still there.
And
they are.
They're still there? They're just under the sand?
100 feet down, something like that. If you remember after Door in 64.
Barely.
Okay, barely. That's a shame because I remember it.
I was only two.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, okay. My memory's a little foggy in that range.
All right. I was 15, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the seawall goes down approximately 15 feet, 15 to 20 feet. And then at the bottom, it has a curve up. And then after Dory, some of the areas, the seawall was completely washed. All the sand was completely washed out. And so what they did was they put the big old boulders in.
Yeah.
And then they have been completely covered up by the sand now in the renourishment. And those sand dunes that you see are sitting on top of all those boulders. And so they're still there. And they are still there. And so it made a big difference in it. There was driving on the beach after Door for a little while. And then,
there was driving on the beach in the 70s.
Very well could be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was well into the 70s. It might have been even in the 80s.
Maybe early 80s.
It, yeah.
In the 80s, I know it did stop because that's
when. Yeah, because, I mean, we used to skip school and
while
drive
you were skipping
out to
school,
the beach.
I was sitting on the city council.
Yeah.
Now, the only beaches you got now is what? Fernandina, Volano, and St. Augustine you can drive on?
Fernandina Beach, you're not going to.
Did they stop that?
Yeah.
Huguenot Park.
Huguenot, yeah.
Yeah, Huguenot.
Fernandina Beach.
Daytona.
Fernandina Beach has turned into the same soft sand that we have in Jack's Beach now in that area. And
now, Volano, I know you got to go because they've got that gated off and they open it up in the morning.
Yeah, from like Porpoise Point up to Volano.
Right.
Better have four-wheel drive to go out there.
Get over.
Even Jack's Beach, when you're fishing that, you don't have to throw out 5 miles. I tell a lot of adults, they come in, they're asking me, I said, and they got a little kid with them, I said, let him throw your lines out. You'll see why. I said, you're going to throw past the fish. You'll throw them into them. A lot of the fish on the beach are in that 6 to 8 inches of water in the foamy stuff.
See, now,
the bigger fish?
Yeah, so you don't have to throw 5 miles out
there. Yeah, low tide's a little
different.
I totally agree with him.
Yeah.
See,
well, I mean, we used to go out on the pier, and, you know, it would be like, okay, where are the waves breaking, where the white water is, right. That's where you want to fish.
Right. I fish inside that last breaker.
Okay, yeah. People, we don't have the long break like we used to. We're only 2 or 3 minutes on the break. It's not the 5 or 7 minutes.
Back to a short break.
It's a short break, and Joe's going to give it to you real quick here, and then he's going to run out.
904-296-2692, Sunny FM, 102.3 FM, GoneFishingShow.com. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. Y'all stand by.
And my union contract.